sure it was 30 years ago, but I remember it all so clearly. Let me share it with you, what happened next. The end of the wedding came, and he led off out in front. The other men who had been at the wedding with him, they were there following him. And then there were some women. His mother was there, and some other women. Then, right at the back, were those of us who had just joined. But soon enough, his mother, Mary, she made us welcome. She told us about him. She told us his name was Jesus, and he came from Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Then she told us about the men with him. There was Andrew and his brother Simon. But Jesus had given him a new name, Peter, which means the rock. So he was called Simon Peter after that. Oh, but some people still call him Simon, and others call him Peter, for you'll soon get the hang of it. And then there was Philip and Nathanael. I remember they were there. Philip had said to Nathanael, "We found the one of whom the ancient prophets have spoke." But Nathanael, he said, "Does anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip replied, "Come and see." That's what I always say to people when they ask about Jesus. Come and see. I don't know what else there is to say, because how do you explain about Jesus? I can't remember all the others who were there, but there were James and John, I'm sure. And Jesus led us right down to the shore. Then we walked around the shoreline, right round to Capernaum. It's a fishing town. Many of the men who were following Jesus, they had come from Capernaum. So soon enough, we all had places to stay. And it wasn't long before I was feeling comfortable there. Not just with the place, but with the people too. I just started to feel settled when Jesus said, "We were off again. This time, we were going to Jerusalem, our capital city."